Lone Pine, California, June 1st, 1978. Now, check that. A group of us is met here in my office this afternoon to have a certain discussion concerning the recent passing of my wife, Gertrude A. Wolf. There are present here Dr. Brew Joy, Carolyn Conger, Bob Briggs, and Helen Briggs. The question, a question will be taken up concerning what now is happening with Gertrude A. Wolf. Is she still within range of contact for you?
She's still in range of contact for you.
Well, there may be unconscious contact. Is she in the range of a conscious, reportable contact for you?
Yes.
I understand that ultimately they rise out of that and they can no longer be followed. At least that's what
that's
Irma
true.
Pound says.
That's true.
All right. Now, what is her present condition? How is she?
She's fine. She's resting. She's there's a serenity and a calmness. A portion of her has not yet fully realized that she has undergone the death process.
Yeah.
But most of it does understand that process. She hasn't yet begun any work, and she's not oriented towards anything on the other side yet.
No,
and she's resting. She's sort of gathering her resources.
Right.
She's wearing, as Carolyn was talking this afternoon, just as we approached the ranch and I see it also, she's wearing a pink dress and whatever that's all about. It's a very good feeling. There's no pull back into the plane, and she's not. There's nothing, as I sense her, as any regrets about what has taken place. She feels the harmony of it, not the disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
She recognizes that it's placed you into a more difficult task, but one that's very important for your incarnation at this point in time, even though she's left. Mm-hmm. She also, as I said to you at the hospital, recognized the deep, deep appreciation of what you brought to her. So there is, right now, she has not yet begun a deeper journey away from the plane, but she doesn't feel any tie to it either. She just hasn't quite fully realized the extent of what has transpired.
Is she aware of the fact that she's on a different plane from this plane out here?
Most of her is aware of that, not all of her.
Uh-huh.
Part of her still is thinking it may be a dream.
Oh, I see.
She's in the dream state reality, but she's not yet, she's not comatose, and she's not unaware of what's taken place.
Mm-hmm.
She's not unaware of what you did, and so on. But there's still a portion in her consciousness that's questioning whether or not it was real from the standpoint of an experience, or whether or not she's still dreaming. And, you know, to me, I consider this life a dream. And she's working through that experience right now.
Yes. While she was lying here yesterday, the day before yesterday and yesterday, I spoke to her many times.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I said that she was now on another plane,
mm-hmm.
was not on this plane here,
mm-hmm.
and had left this one, having in mind the statement of Futumi,
right.
that if one dies and knows that he is dead, he is either an adept or a sorcerer.
Right. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know yet, you see.
She doesn't know.
And
well, I was trying to see if I could bridge that gap mm-hmm. by speaking to her.
How much
of what I said to her while she was lying here, I wonder, did she get?
She got it all. Every bit of it. She heard every bit of it, and she experienced it. But you see, there's still a portion of the consciousness which considers that it may be a dream because it's so unreal at another level.
Yes, I can understand.
Can you?
I can believe that, you know. Mm-hmm. Imagine it, at least.
Right. Well, that's what's the situation she's in, and she's still in it. It's as if a portion of her thinks that she's going to wake up and still be incarnated.
Yes.
But the vaster portion of her beingness heard every, I mean, she heard every bit. She's experienced it. She's resting. She feels a sense of the release from certain constraints that the incarnation placed on her.
Yes, I know.
And as she starts to let go of the layers of the personality level that she was involved with as the teaching, then she will gain more and more validation as to what's taken place. And then she will commit herself to another project where I see her moving on in a very committed way in the not-too-distant future. Mm-hmm. She's not hovering to make sure that you're doing things right. She's sort of deeply appreciating everything that's transpiring, but she hasn't yet made a commitment to go any further than the stage she's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not stuck, though.
No, I see. Now, I decided to take on the decision when after the conference between you and Dr. Jones.
Yes.
I felt I owed that to her.
It was essential, and it was the reason why I came, because you see, it couldn't have been done over the phone. I needed to, number one, examine her and know at the levels that I know, and then on another level to know. And you don't know how important that was for her release, because the consequences of that remaining in limbo, where the body is still maintained, is an unbelievable... It's a difficult space.
Yeah, I would admit, I not only had your opinion on that, I had Irma's opinion on the telephone.
Yeah,
she said it definitely is a barrier.
It's a barrier, and you see, she was ready. If it hadn't been for the fact that they intubated her and were putting her on a respirator, she would have crossed before. But in the grand plan of things, it needed to come this way for certain preparation. In other words, if she had gone too quickly, the preparations that were needed and your psychological preparation, which you needed time, and the time period that she was maintained that way, and also the importance of your making a decision about release and so on, all came through this particular patterning. You see, there was nothing superfluous or extraneous in her exit and the way things happened at all. You see what I mean? But particularly so that you would have time to prepare for not only the in-state process, but also to reach deeply, as we discussed, and the reason why I left you and did not want to be with you during this time period of when she was in-state, because you needed to go into that space alone. Nobody could follow you into that space, and you couldn't have... It was important that you couldn't talk to anybody, you know?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
We had her here, lights all night, music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when nobody's around, I talk to them, and not otherwise.
Right. That's right. And this is that razor's edge we were just talking about outside. When you're on the beam, then you're very clear and you're handling it. It's part of the process of maintaining your awareness so that when you reach your physical point of termination, you do this awarely. And part of this challenge that you're going through is the very challenge of the psyche of being pulled off because of the emotional, because of all of the ideas about what has to be taken care of and a zillion other things, versus that clear light inside that keeps you on beam. And this is your preparatory experience.
I'm giving a memorial service Sunday. I would very much like you to, if it's possible at all, to be here. I don't know whether it'd be possible. It'd be a review of her life as usual. I've officiated before. And I will, of course, reveal relationships between her and me that I don't talk about ordinarily. As a matter of fact, I have tried to talk on in ways now that I've always held back in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm a thinking type.
I know.
And here there's a little something like an enantiodromia.
I understand. It's very important that you express it.
And it's from the philosophic to the dramatic. And that's not my normal pattern.
No, but you see, this pattern, Dr. Wolf, and the reason why it's important that you complete it, this is not going to be easy for you.
No.
And we have already, Carolyn has already looked at Sunday, and you should know ahead of time that Sunday is a very difficult time for you, even though you may have the clarity. To move in and use the energies are very critical. At the same time, the experience is not to be denied. It's important that you experience it. For the illumined mind, without the feeling at a certain level, without bringing through this other aspect, precludes the sensitivities at a certain level that are necessary for the total illumination of the mind. Okay? In other words, what I'm trying to bring to you is that it's an amalgamation. It's not dipping into one versus the other. It's a marriage that heightens your consciousness beyond either one.
I see, yes.
Okay?
Yes, I haven't gone into an enantiodromia, which rejects the intellectual.
Exactly.
Oh, no, not that. Only that I've always suppressed it.
I understand. But this suppression, this is a very critical step, and we've already looked at it. Carolyn and I have looked at it on another level, and it brings your work into a full. You've been working on rounding out your work, and this brings it to a level that it's an integration, and it's not meant to develop one side or another. It's to do a marriage on another level that integrates you. And in this very process, you will find that what you fail to do with both your first wife and with your son can now be accomplished at this point, because you're ready. You don't need to suppress this. You're ready to hold as we see it on another level. You're really quite ready to hold the clarity to be able to bring these two into marriage, which then will stop this business of the bleeding of your energy. You will have sort of gone into a hermetic marriage inside, way beyond that which most people are capable, which brings you into a field of sustenance and sustainment that is not dependent upon anything external to you. Okay, and this is very important for you in this, because in your own transformation and your own physical termination, when it comes, if you have any dependency from the standpoint of without the clear understanding of what's happened there, this is what pulls us back over and over and over again. And this is why you're feeling the teeter-totter of being pulled off balance and slightly confused, and then there's the razor's edge that comes in. This is your experience at this point that will give you the necessary foreshadowing and understanding for your own, to maintain that clear light no matter what goes on in your own transformation when that time comes.
Well, would a present communication with her be possible and wise?
No, it's not wise. In other words, it's possible, but it's not wise. She really is in a beautiful state of consciousness. And what that does is it reorients her consciousness back again. And it's as if we want to give her every opportunity,
of course,
you see, of moving. You have said everything possible to her, okay? You really have. You've expressed everything. And in fact, Sunday is going to be sort of anticlimactical when you get right down to it. Even though it's an important memorial service, you've already had the service.
Well, yes, a private one. She also is part of the group.
I understand.
And the group have an interest in
that. Right. And that will all take place, and that it's important for human beings to have a chance to say a goodbye and so on, because the body consciousness must say goodbye, because the physical form is dissolving and will be dissolved.
Yeah.
That portion must say goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
But your deepest service and everything has already completed itself, Dr. Wolf, and what you'll be doing is working primarily with your group.
Yeah.
And
yes, I thought of it in connection with the group always. It's not my service with Gertrude.
Right, it's not. It's for the group.
Yeah.
Gertrude was, I mean, there are a few that could have the majesty of what has already taken place, so it's really quite beautiful. You don't need to, there's nothing further to, it's like knowing when a masterpiece is completed without adding one more stroke that starts to ruin it. You know what I mean?
Now I'm not for purely personal reasons, because it's unwise. On this matter of our communication,
mm-hmm.
in connection with the problem that I had spoken of last convention, how to make correlation between this plane and the planes beyond.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty being this, and this is spoken of in the Secret Doctrine, that when you step from one plane to another, from the point of view of the latter plane, the first seems unreal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I found in my early experiences, even tends to disappear.
Yes.
Although, I was able to stop that. Now, the question of how to do this in that experience was based upon a device that I found I knew how to use, that I never learned in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a splitting of the consciousness,
mm-hmm.
so that the ordinary relative consciousness stood upon the sidelines while another part of the consciousness went through the process. And the first part could act as a recorder, and also knew when I shifted from one plane to another that there were two planes, not simply that one of them was an illusion.
Yes, Carol and I were discussing this just about 40 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
That it's the only way that one can tell is by setting up the witness state, which can observe.
Well, that's what I did.
Right, and you this is you hit the universal pool, which gave the information to you of how to experientially bring this to yes.
Well, now that's for the experience of realization.
Yes.
Now, when dying, you were doing it again, the moving from one plane to another.
Yes.
And if one could set up this witness on the side,
yes,
you can make the transition and know that you've gone over.
Right, that's what you're preparing to do.
Yeah.
She did not do that.
Well, I wouldn't expect her.
Right.
Because she didn't, wouldn't have that background of training.
No. What happened was that you seated her for another incarnation. In other words, you gave her the conceptual framework, but it wasn't for this time, it was for another time, and that comes, that bears fruit for her later.
Mm-hmm.
If we're using this time frame reference.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
here was one thought.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get a correlation with her consciousness,
mm-hmm.
be outward, I might have one of the elements that could be used in keeping that correlation from one level to another, a principle of cross-communication.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want to do it if it is going to do any harm to her.
Go ahead, Sam.
Dr. Wolf, I feel that because of your past experience, you will have absolutely no difficulty in maintaining the witness state when it comes time for you to cross. It would be impossible for you not to have
I see.
State. I feel that very strongly. You experienced so much during that first time that it's in you. It is you. You can't lose it.
Well, you see, the trouble is you can't, experiments with dying not so easily come by as preliminary.
No, but this brings in the trust on another level. There's a knowing state,
mm-hmm.
and that knowing, yes, can get us into trouble at times, but there's a zing or a ring, there's a There's somehow a knowing that goes beyond knowing about what she just said, and there's something in you that knows that too, that in the timing, even though your outer mind now may say, I don't know, I'm not sure, I have my questions, I have all sorts of ideas and so on, there's sort of like the ability to see far enough in the future to feel after that knowing. There's something inside of you that it was so profound. You didn't make that happen. You discovered it. It came through, and you can trust that in a deep, deep way. She is not the one to find out about this because she doesn't represent that level of consciousness.
No. Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes, I
have. She can't confirm that to you, nor does she want to. It's sort of like... it's like as she's going through her own experience of this, she has to validate her own experience now.
Yes.
And your particular experience of this is on another whole dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for you to understand that you're not going to get the validation through. Did you have something else?
I feel that Gertrude's experience this time is to experience the freedom,
right.
The total vastness of freedom of this plane. And that is so profound for her and so magnificent. She's not concerned with what you're involved with now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Particularly since she had the fetters, she had certain governors on her psychological self. She had certain fetters on the physical form, and so on. And the release, as Carolyn is talking about, is like an intoxication. So
yes.
You see,
she's the only thing she's interested in naturally at the moment.
Exactly. And so she can't really, as much as she, you know, was devoted and so on, she can't go into that level right now because it seems secondary to this unbelievable thing she's starting to appreciate.
We won't interfere with it.
Okay.
There we go. And unless you have something further to say, I think I've gotten the answers on all it.
No, I think the only thing, there are several things. One is that while we have it on tape, I'm going to repeat it again, and that is for you to recognize that this time period is one where you do pay attention to the deepest level of your Dharma in the lifetime, and that you not succumb, just as you have surmounted every other temptation in this lifetime. This key one, even though it, you may say that it's coming at a time when you feel the least strength to be able to sustain it, that's when these things come. It's not when we're heightened into our strength, but when we feel vulnerable. And I know you feel vulnerable.
Yes, I do.
But at the same time, you must understand that the resources are all there for you, and as you continue, just as you've surmounted other things, that you bring this into pitch or focus, which is these completing steps that you're going through. And I have no idea of the duration. I only know that you're being brought into several different possibilities, one of which is to completely fall into the aspect of the personal self and the struggle with the losses of various things, when really the challenge is there and the opportunity for you to heighten into levels of consciousness hitherto precluded because you have been working on an area. And this marriage that I see coming up, which is to allow this other portion, but not from the standpoint of having it overwhelm, but from the standpoint of mastery of it, so that there's a marriage of these two, the feeling area and the intellectual area. And that's those are labels. I'm looking at what the essence of those are, to bring you into a level of consciousness that allows you to complete your work and allows you to complete this lifetime completely free of karma.
Mm.
It is probably the greatest challenge you will face and that you have had your whole lifetime. It's really an opportunity.
Question simply of keeping your strength apart.
Yes.
Well, I think that
remember that the strength, the idea of the physical form, is but an idea. And as you heighten into your strength, Dr. Wolf, because this aspect is really not something you're developing. It's something that's yours that you're going to bring through, and the resources are all there, but you're going to have to let go of certain ideas about this area and about your physical form and about your strengths, and begin to feel the manifestation of a much higher level, a more expanded level of your consciousness. This means you may have to let go of a few pet ideas that you have in certain areas, because you're experiencing something new coming through that is beginning to give you the clarity that you've been seeking for a long, long period of time. Can you sense after what I'm sharing with you?
Yes, I do. Well, I have changed my positions in the past.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to find that it's a matter of out of your own experience, not holding on to any structure that you've worked with, because it's scaffolding to the experience that we have. Structure is always the scaffolding to the experience. Experience is the essential aspect. And I have a feeling that you're moving toward the quintessence, the essence and quintessence of your of this incarnation's experience is moving in now. And it took the withdrawal of Gertrude to allow you. That's why you're having this feeling of the freedom to express. There's something coming through, and as you allow that to happen, this is when you will get into this amalgamation and this overview of such clarity. And you will have a feeling function, and there may be tears of, not of remorse or sadness, but it's like tears that the frustration of this whole thing, of having a veil over a portion of your consciousness lifted because of it. Therefore, it's a sense of almost glorification, in not the inflated sense, but it's an understanding at a level that's very hard to articulate. The experience is essential, the words are not. Somehow, though, in this process, because you are gifted with your ability to bring through your experiences and articulate them, that you will find that this will start to happen, and it begins with this thing on Sunday. At the same time, it's not going to be easy, because you're going to find yourself saying things that you're not used to saying.
That's true enough.
Okay.
And I have been, of late, been saying things that to these people
right.
I did not talk about.
Yes. Well, there are certain things, as you know, there are certain things that are to remain in the silence. There are certain things to share.
Yeah.
There are certain things, it's never secrecy we're involved with, it's just the wisdom of silence versus sharing.
Mm.
But in your process of sharing, you're going to find it's not just the experience with Gertrude or that, it's going to be something that starts to come through you, that your witness area of consciousness is going to be a little surprised. It's going to feel a little uncomfortable because it's not your usual pattern. But if you can just allow it to come through and give yourself permission to begin to express that, this is just the beginning, which finally brings you into this other area that I see very fulfilling. It's as if the reason why you haven't been able to really feel a sense of leaving and completing is because this area hadn't been brought through all the way. You see what I mean? And it takes this kind of energy that we're involved with Gertrude's crossing in, that allows your consciousness to, it's as if there's nothing else now that you need to concern yourself about, and you can now bring it through. You can bring it through without any censoring or anything else. You know what I mean?
I see. Okay.
And we
will.
Well,
I thank you, Bru, and thank you, Carolyn. And I want this material so I can refer to it in the future. Of course, right now it's very comforting. I'm in a state where I'm above the other.
Yes.
But I know there'll be the moments when you sink back into it.
Yes, and you have gathered around you the
beautiful people.
Exactly. And your field, the key is that the as you have the clarity, the sense of inspiration that will come through you will be the healing force within you that gives you the integration. That not only will they have supplied you with a sort of a support system, but then you'll radiate back to them from a much higher source. So it's not just your taking, but also your radiance coming through too. So this process is all, I see it coming in perfectly. Unfortunately, Dr. Wolf, Carolyn, and I, as much as I would love to be here on Sunday, I'm committed to my conference work and I'm going to be there. But the two critical time periods when Lillian called me, I knew that I would be making two trips here. One was to be with you to help that one decision area, and secondly was this time period, to bring in a little clarity, at which time, it's interesting, your consciousness already knows at another level because I can watch it. It's very clear on what it's going to do. The portion of us that gets confused is just the confused portion, and as long as you continue to always say no and move into the center yourself, relax into that higher, very clear sense of what's going on. At the same time, recognizing the physical form, the body will undergo a certain amount of grieving, but that is simply to be appreciated. It's not to be stopped from the standpoint of the physical. The psychological is the part that needs to be controlled and brought into its higher level. The body misses the physical area, the body consciousness. So that part, you can split your consciousness to see that functioning and operating. I mean, I did it with my mother and my father when they crossed in. I could see my body grieving, and yet I was in another whole level of understanding and communion. But I recognized that if I stopped and tried to suppress my awareness of the physical going on, I was denying what this plane is about. In other words, I was trying to go into my God level or my higher spiritual level and not really honoring the fact that I'm also human.
Yes. You can't avoid that. I can see that all right.
So it's the appreciation of the whole thing. And I think, looking at you, do you see anything in this field that you're concerned about? I see
no.
A lot of strength.
Very much strength around the heart and the head. Yes.
How's that?
A lot of strength around the heart and the head in your field, in your auric field.
Did you hear her?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, there is. There's just a great deal around this area that you're working with. And as you continue to not worry about the five senses, but to go ahead and take care of the ophthalmologist, go ahead and take care of these things. But the more concern you put into the fact of, I can't hear very well, or I'm not seeing well, these are compounding the situation. They're physical senses that you can go ahead, some of which you can do something about, some of it you're not going to be able to do anything about. But continue to get on with the key, you know, the essence of this experience, bringing it into, to me, I see it as a great opportunity. I see it as a completing step.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will take a recording of Sunday, and if you're here sometime and are interested, you could hear it then.
I'd love to.
We'd be very interested. Thank you.
I mean, it's not that we wouldn't be, I wish we could be here on Sunday. Because I have a feeling you're going to be very much inspired. Do watch your energy very carefully on Sunday, so that if you begin to feel that you're slipping into a level where you feel a loss of energy rather than the clarity and the source of where you're radiating energy rather than losing energy.
Yeah, I know this difference, that at low energy level, there's weakness in recall of things I know perfectly well.
Yes.
Now, in a pitch that I'm in at the present time, I'm not fighting with it.
Exactly.
But the difficulty of recall.
Yes.
Something I know perfectly well, and I can't pull it out at the right time.
Right.
But, however, aging has had something to do with that, because it didn't exist before aging.
Yes, but once again, I really feel that this area that you're moving into is going to transcend the physical problem, that you do need to take outer steps as far as the eyes are concerned, but you're going to find that your physical form is going to undergo a transformation, and I really feel in this next sequence that you're moving towards. But the choice, there's always a choice, Dr. Wolf, and it's a matter of, that's the beauty of, I think, the universe that we're involved with, and consciousness. It's as if the challenge is there, it's been offered, and it is being offered to you. Just as you've had to surmount many, many things, not only in this lifetime, but many others, it's like the challenge is there for you to bring this into a very, very fulfilling experience. The tendency to move back into anything less than that highest vision. At this point, you know, it's often been said that a big mistake in a small man is of no consequence, but a little mistake in a very big man is a huge, huge consequence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to bring to your awareness, that you need to always maintain, because of the temptations on lesser levels of consciousness. It's like passing through the 42 demons in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, only you're experiencing the 42 demons still incarnate. You see what I mean? And this is what allows you to reach that very clear point when you do your own transformation, because you will have already passed through all the temptations. And these are nothing but temptations. They're nothing but thought forms.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the essence of light that you're moving towards.
I see. Well, thank you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Carolyn. And I think now we'll close this tape.
Okay. Good.
And we can go into the other room.
Mm-hmm.